Boreda audio boom. And a bloody good morning, is it? Hello, it's Gwen Cleon here, and I am about to embark upon some coffee making. Because I'm tired, isn't it? And I need some caffeination, isn't it? So let's go and take care of that. And let's play something that isn't Welsh, although it is by someone who is Welsh. This is actually something from Bellini's Norma. The introduction and variations from Norma. Because I'm in the mood for some harp music, is it? Anyway, sorry. I'll quit with the bloody stupid stage Welsh accent and actually get my coffee made. If I can find the kettle. Where did it go? Okay, Houston, we have a problem. I washed the kettle last night, and what did I... okay, here we are. We have kettle! It's been found. The lost has been found. Well, as is my wont, I got up at about 6 o'clock this morning. Had a shower. And that didn't wake me up properly, so now it's caffeination time. Oh, bloody hell, I washed this stove. This gas stove last night too, and I missed a spot. I hate it when I do that. Oh, the joys of being a blink. Okay, I'm going to move this cloth away a bit because the last thing we want is flammage. Setting the cloth on fire, that would be a very bad idea indeed. Anyhow, while that stove is doing its thing, I'm going to talk about something that has been on my mind for a while. And it's just an interesting question that I'm going to pose to you all and see what you think. I guess I've stolen the notion from Pilgrim Chris, although my question is not ontological in nature whatsoever. but I just like generating dialogue if I can. So, bit of backstory here. Not that far from where I live, on a Friday afternoon, a gentleman, a regular citizen, was going about his business. He went into a drugstore, i.e. a chemist in the UK, to pick up a few items. And he came out to find a gun in his face. He was heading toward his loaded Mercedes, or his loaded Mercedes. Sorry. Well, hopefully it was loaded. Although, actually, if it hadn't been loaded with fuel, that is, the perps would not have been able to get away. But anyway, he came toward his Mercedes and, you know, he got what he thought was probably a loaded gun in his face. That's what I meant to say. I told you I was tired. So, two men, one of whom was holding this gun, said, "Give us your keys right now." The gentleman handed over his keys, as I think many of us would probably do, or at least that's what I thought at the time. And so the perps took off with his car. They carjacked his vehicle. And this poor bloke hasn't seen it since. So my question to you folks would be, if you were in a similar situation, would you automatically hand over your keys, your money, your iPhone, your documents, whatever it happened to be that was being asked for? Or would you try to fight for them? The reason I'm asking is that... yesterday, I was listening to a podcast from my very favorite radio station in the world, News Talk 1010 in Toronto, and the host of this one radio show posed kind of the same question, and he said his reaction, he knows it's not the right one, but his gut reaction would be to fight for his possessions. He said he would automatically try to, you know, jump the guys or distract them or do something so that he wouldn't have to hand over his keys. The objection I have with that is, how do you know whether or not there's a loaded gun in your face in an incident like that? I mean, you can have no idea. Okay, yes, people have robbed banks without bullets in their guns. I think it's a fairly regular occurrence, actually. They use fear as the basis for their actions. You know, they think they can get away with anything because people will be afraid. Well, wouldn't you, if you were in that position? Being faced with a possibly loaded gun? Now, I can see in some circumstances that people might fight if the person was unarmed. But, you know, even that could be dangerous because sometimes when people are mugged by unarmed criminals, the people that are doing the robbing are actually junkies and they could be quite desperate if they need a fix. So they will do almost anything. It's very sad. I'm really actually heart sick in some ways at how this society has gone, you know, seems to have gone so far downhill. I suppose it's always had its major flaws. In fact, I know it has, but it's just a shame to think that, you know, there are these poor druggies wandering the streets and, you know, they have no money and they can't get a fix and they'll do anything. And maybe you could say, well, you could say, turn off your damn kettle, is it? You could say, well, I don't feel sorry for these people because they were the ones that got addicted to the drugs in the first place. But I do, because people don't realize when they first start out on these things how much of an effect they're going to have. And drug addiction is, to me, like pretty much any other illness. It's a disease. And it causes some terrible symptoms. But anyway, so even if someone that's trying to rob you is unarmed, it could still be dangerous, in my opinion, to try and engage the person. Now, this gentleman who was carjacked on Friday, he was in an oft-frequented plaza. It was a location where people would often come. So I think he might have been able to yell for help, but by the time he did that, he could have been dead, so I can see why he didn't. Because, you know, like I said, you never know if that gun that's being stuck in your face is loaded or not. And you don't want to take a chance. A car can be replaced. There's such a thing as car insurance, but a life cannot be replaced. If that man had been killed, which, you know, glory to God that he wasn't, if he'd had family or good friends, which I'm sure he did, they would have missed him terribly. And maybe he had kids who relied on him, or a wife who relied on him, or employees who relied on him. So, but it's funny how many people called up to this radio show that I was listening to and said, oh yes, I'd fight for my things. I wouldn't stand back and just hand them over. And I thought, ooh, I don't know if that's bravery or stupidity, honestly. So there's my question of the day. What would you do? Would you fight for your possessions or would you hand them over? The other thing I was going to talk about is the weather, which for a change is actually being rather cooperative and friendly. It's 5 degrees Celsius on the plus side now. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. I'm so glad that it's changed for the better, not just for myself, but because there are some homeless people who have died this year, just at the beginning of 2015, because of the bloody cold snap that we had. 4 people lost their lives thanks to that cold snap. And I just think it's so sad. Oh, I can't even imagine living that lifestyle. So, you know, for all the people that are out there on the street, it's a terrible way to live. But at least the weather has improved for them, so they're not going to freeze to death, poor things. Now, folks, I'm not sure how much time I have left.